We're going to begin this morning with our invocation. I invite the congregation to rise as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We now take a moment for silent reflection, thinking about ways that we've missed the mark of what God's asked us to be, but also in this moment, looking forward to the forgiveness he always offers through his Son, Jesus. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves.
We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone.
We have not loved you with our whole heart.
We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us.
Forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his rich and infinite mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.